Now, a little something extra for you podcast listeners. Earlier this month marked the first independent bookstore week here in New York City. Our intern, James Hauver, went to the kickoff party and asked literary agents, publicists, and bookstore owners about their greatest hopes and fears about the future of the industry.
My name is Suzanne Koenig. I'm the director of the Powerhouse Arena indie bookstore in Dumbo, Brooklyn. You know, I think the heyday is over. It's not a business where you make money per se. It's not a profitable business, really. It's more like a passion that makes you keep the store going.
I'm Matthew Luray, and I'm the proprietor of Cuddlebone Books. I'm worried about digital books. When you purchase the text on a Kindle, you can't share it with your friend. So rather than having books be a collective discourse, it's a relationship between you and Jeff Bezos.
My name is Bob Content. I'm the co-owner of St. Mark's Bookshop. There's always going to be a market for books. I mean, the novelty of Kindle and Sony readers is just that. It's a novelty. It'll wear off.
I'm Jessica Sinsheimer, and I'm an associate agent at the Sarah Jane Fryman Literary Agency. And it happens about every 10 years that everyone says it's the end of book publishing as we know it. It may be the end of book publishing as we know it, but not the end of book publishing.
My name is Henry Zook. I'm one of the co-owners of Book Court in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. And in a way, it is the heyday of book. I think books are easier to get a hold of than they ever were. There are just many more players in the field, and consequently, it's more competitive, and therefore, you know, you work harder for the dollars you make.
My name is Rachel Fershleiser. I'm the director of events at Housing Works Bookstore Cafe. I've been there about 4 years. I know more and more people who think about where they want to buy their books and who will go to an independent bookstore and pay $5 more because they value that place in their community.
My name is Chris Delvin. I'm the owner of Book Culture, a bookstore up on 112th Street in New York. I've been in the business for about 25 years. A lot of modern book selling is pretty scary. You know, I think the book selling that happens online when people just click and buy, and the book selling that happens in a Walmart when you're shopping for very inexpensive shoes because you're unemployed and stuff has a certain tragedy associated with it, as opposed to walking into a bookstore and discovering lots of new things, getting turned onto a whole new community, or going to find your community in a bookstore, which I think so many people used to do and don't have that possibility anymore because there's not an independent bookstore nearby them.
My name is Roseanne Wells. I work at Marianne Strong Literary Agency. When I look in my magic eight ball, I see there will always be a business, hopefully, for storytelling. Whether it's on a e-reader of your choice, or in paperback, or in the possibly futurely extinct hardcover, I think there will always be room for stories.